Okay, well, going with the history of Burke, what was the education, okay, besides, you know, I mean, not the method of schooling back then, but really, how was the actual textbooks, how were the history lessons taught? I mean, did it portray the South as what you're talking about, did it portray the South as what they portrayed as now, just really, you know, the segregated backwoodsmen? In other words, were basically most of the stuff written by Southerners? I mean, were you getting any Southern education, or?
I lived in the South. I didn't have to go to the history books to see what the South was like. I mean, as far as education and so forth, when I moved to Pittsburgh, I was ahead of my classes. And it was a good section I moved into. The history, yeah, I would say the Southern history books portrayed more of the South's point of view than the Northern history books. One of my history books, I remember being in Alabama, the title of the book. And it was just about the history of the state of Alabama. Well, I'm sure that was probably written by a Southerner. But as far as going to history books for the South and what it was like, I didn't have to. How it gotten where it was, I got some of that out of it, but the people you knew from having been raised there. We had 40 acres of land south of Birmingham, and knew a lot of people that were not just in the city areas of Birmingham, but the rural people, and they were basically good, solid, hard-working bunch of people that survived the Depression, survived tough times, survived things after the Civil War and so forth, and had to work hard to make things happen. And I think they did. I think that's some of why you've got the situations that are changing now, whereas the South is becoming the economic strength of the country. And you've got all these problems and so forth in the northern cities. I think it's kind of pendulum finally swinging the other way, and I think it's from the momentum they set up with the unions, and they still have a stronger work ethic in the South than they do in the North. The North, too much have gotten where they expect to be paid $20 an hour for putting nut A on bolt B because they're in the same line, they belong to a union. And in the long run, it's all just going to average out, and that's what it needs to be. Not a matter of which anybody needs to be on top and needs to be superior. Everybody's human. Everybody that works for a living needs to receive based upon the work that they do. Now, the thing of welfare. Anytime you give somebody something for free and will give it to them for free, if they don't have to work for it, they're not going to work for it. Welfare, I think, is a self-defeating thing. If you can help somebody help themselves, that's one thing. That's great. But if you just give them things, I don't think it's going to help anybody. It just adds to the tax burden. If somebody's going to be given welfare, given free money in a sense, I think they'll at least have to go and move a pile of bricks from one side of the yard back to another or something. It's completely non-productive, but they ought to have to do something for it. Simply go out and pick up trash along the sides of the road. If you're going to collect welfare from the government, do something for it. Just pick up trash. Requirement that you spend X amount of hours every week on the sides of the road with a trash bag. Or that you bring back X number of pounds of cans, trash, whatever, from the sides of the road. But this giving things to people for nothing hurts the economy. Destroys, I think, our civilization, really. You give it away, people are not going to work for it. If people don't work, it's all going to come apart.
Jump around a little bit back to the 60s and the civil rights. did you actually, the marches and all that, the demonstrations, did you actually watch any?
Participated. It was, '14 or '15, and the blacks were marching and doing this and doing that, and did actually just take off from school and go march. So it was kind of like, well, the blacks can take off from school and go march, so we're going to take off from school and go march. So the number of the schools in Birmingham, say half the students or something, I have no idea how many, the kids skipped school one day and we went marching. We all got in cars and drove around the city, and but it was nothing more than really a lark. Why in the world should blacks be able to go skip school and nothing happen and march, and we can't? So we did. And it wasn't a situation in which so much that we objected to blacks or anything like that, but it wasn't fair that they could get out of school and we couldn't. So we did.
So, okay, you're saying it wasn't fair, so I take it, well, was there any repercussions for the white students here?
No, not when half the students were gone. I mean, at that point,
but there was before.
The parents, I think, understood. My parents, for instance, wrote a note. We were sick. We were excused. And there was no harm done. Nothing happened. There was no buses overturned. There was nothing burned. There was no violence. We organized ourselves with the police. We drove through town. We told the police where we were going, what we were doing. They asked certain things of us, one, no violence, etc. And that we coordinate with them and just simply let them know what was going on. And we did. And they would even send motorcycle police with us, block the traffic, move us along our way. We just did cavalcades of cars.
How did the, well, okay, well, before I ask the next question, now when you actually marched, I mean, was there, besides, I mean, the purpose of, well, the blacks can do it, it's not fair, was there any real reason behind it, or was it just,
I was 14 new? Probably at that point, I believe it was before my birthday in that school year. It wasn't that there was any real purpose for me at 14. It was like, hey, we're going to go do this. Do you want to go? Sure.
Okay, well, how about the rest of the students? Was there anyone who actually...
There was no violence. There was no anger. There was no real hatred that I saw in any of it. Mm-hmm. It was more like, they can take a day out of school. We're going to take a day out of school. They're able to go off and have a lark and say they object to being in this situation. Well, we're going to object too. It's not like there was any real purpose to our objection. It was more... if they can go goof off for a day, we're going to go goof off for a day. As far as accomplishing anything, I'd say no, it didn't.
Okay. How about the black marchers back then? Now, there was probably a lot which were the big main ones, so the ones like you were kind of marching to for the lark. Did they have any real purpose?
I think more they were motivated by self-purposes and greed. Now, again, I was very removed from this as far as what really happened and why. I don't think we'll ever really know or understand. But I think people wanted to stir up difficulties and create causes. You create causes and so forth. You create a center of attention. And people will support you. If you get support, you get power. If you get power, you get money. For example, you look at the kings and their political, financial situation. It's based upon creating a group with a cause where they could collect money. I'm not saying they're 100% motivated by greed, but I don't think they really have necessarily really accomplished a lot. It was a lot of hard feelings, there was a lot of problems. I think it could have been accomplished better with less violence, with less things going on. You didn't have to have the violence. You had to get to a situation, regardless, to where, and I think everybody will agree with this, where you could get the education and you could do the job. It didn't require violence to get there or marches. It required getting the education and getting the job. It doesn't require this to for someone to gain self-respect. You have to respect yourself first before someone else will give you self-respect. Go to school. Get some education. Try to get a better job. Work at it. Take initiative. Even now, with the racial situation, all that's gone on, the education for blacks that maybe they didn't have, it really comes down to when you get done with it and so forth, if they can't do the job, they don't get it anyway. If you can't do the job, you're not going to get it done. It hurts productivity if you force people into positions they're not prepared. It doesn't gain them respect for their race or self-respect for themselves. The real point is getting the people where they've got the education and the ability to do the job, or a job, whatever job, to the best of their ability.
Back then, did they have quotas like they have now?
I'm not sure when all that really started exactly, but the situation with the racism, never much affected me, because again, I was more of a bystander. When I lived in Pittsburgh, when I lived in the South, I was unaffected by it because there were no blacks around me.
So I take it then, okay, Birmingham, you hear, you see most of the old newsreels and all that was big stuff. Now, today you have like the skinheads and the more violent groups, the Black Panthers and stuff like that. You know, you got violent groups of both sides. Now, back then you would see footage of the water hoses, the German Shepherds, all this, and you're basically portraying a completely different picture. So, I mean, was those events that they show just like really isolated?
Did you ever see a newspaper clipping of a tornado where it's gone through a town and it just like it's absolutely devastated, and then you drive through the town and you realize that what you had was a 2-block area that really got hit really hard, and the rest of it was just skipped around and there was really very little damage?
Mm-hmm.
But the way you shot the film from 3 to 4 different directions, it looked like it was just a terrible tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot of what happened. You take the worst of what occurred, and newspaper, what is it, sensationalism? Hey, unless we could really emphasize this is the best of the best, the worst of the worst, the most extreme, they're not going to listen to it. Man, we got to have something that's really sensational. And that was their job, to come up with the sensational. To dig for the worst dirt, the blackest dirt, the purest white, whatever it had to be the most extreme. And I think it's a little what happened as far as the marchers. The marchers needed sensationalism to further their cause, so they tried to create it. They wanted to create confrontations. They wanted to create problems. And I think they did. And I don't think it was necessarily the South or the people in the South that created the sensationalism or the problems and so forth. And I don't think the way we went was the best route. It was a route to make improvements, but I don't think it was the best route.